The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, according to Mark. Glory to you, Lord Christ. John the Baptizer appeared in the wilderness, proclaiming a baptism of repentance for the forgiveness of sins. And people from the whole Judean countryside and all the people of Jerusalem were going out to him and were baptized by him in the river Jordan, confessing their sins. Now John was clothed with camel's hair, with a leather belt around his waist, and he ate locusts and wild honey. He proclaimed, "The one who is more powerful than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to stoop down and untie the thong of his sandals. I have baptized you with water, but he will baptize you with the Holy Spirit." In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And just as he was coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens torn apart and the Spirit descending like a dove on him. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise. In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. This past Wednesday, we celebrated the Feast of the Epiphany, and we remembered the baptism of our Lord Jesus Christ, and also the visit of the Magi from the East. Most importantly, though, we celebrated the events that manifest or reveal the divine Christ to the world. Our Old Testament lesson begins with Genesis chapter 1, and one phrase caught my attention, and it was, "Let there be light," and there was light. This is the first word spoken by God, and it was introducing the light into a formless and void chaos, full of darkness. Well, I don't know about you, but I don't like being in the dark. I have a daughter who can't sleep in total darkness. She has to have a light lit all night. So if you hate being in the dark, then being in London in 1939 would not have been fun for you. Before World War II, London was preparing its people to stand against Germany. So it seemed that things were going from bad to worse. So the British Air Force had predicted that the UK would be bombed at night by the German air forces. So England was prepared to hide in the dark, literally. For those who lived in Britain in those days, darkness was an unsettling time. A lack of peace and hopelessness that seemed not to end. But darkness never represents peace. And biblically speaking, darkness has never represented peace. Darkness is the absence of light. But God knows better. Thought of revealing the light to the world. Whatever hardships or darkness we may be sitting under, God's plan and purpose is to reveal the true light into the situation so that it can be resolved. So I don't know what is your darkness or the greatest hardship you're going through, but today, think of that light that came into the world, that come into situations even in our lives, to change things. See, Jesus Christ is the true light sent into the world so that whoever believes in him may not live in darkness, but rather may live in the light. But first, I want to draw our attention to the light, that light from God. I don't know, there may be other kinds that, like the star that led the Magi, There's many lights that are all from God, but this particular light that from God that the Genesis is telling us about, is also telling us that God is light. We see this in Scripture somewhere else as well. And we know that light is associated with holiness, knowledge, wisdom, grace, and hope. By contrast, the darkness has been associated with evil, sin, and despair. But as God sees both light and in the dark, we can't see in the dark. So there is a huge risk fall for us to walk in the darkness, because we can easily hit on things. Think of when you go out to the bathroom at night, and if there is nothing, then you can hit something with your toes, and then you are more likely to fall during the in the darkness. But the divine light here, we're talking about the divine light, shines in our souls by the power of God and the power of His Word and the Spirit of wisdom and revelation of God, opens our understanding to the things of the world and scattering our ignorance and mistakes. But the reality is that we men have loved the darkness more than the light. In fact, in John chapter 3 verse 19 tells us that God's light came into the world, but people loved the darkness more than the light, and for their actions were evil. And we see that all the time. The works of darkness should be exposed to the light, however uncomfortable it may be. So those who are connected, those of us, those who are here, who are connected to Jesus Christ, they keep purifying themselves. And the more they seek the presence of God, they are drawn more to the true divine light. And that's why their love for God compels them to bring every deed in their lives to be open in the light, willingly to be healed. Heal me, God. I am the first one to admit that I need healing from God. I want to be healed, God. I am seeking your presence so that you may heal me. For example, believers would share it with each other honestly what is going on, and forgive each other. That's the beginning of repentance, a life lived under the divine light. So followers of Jesus Christ, their desires is to live lives congruent with their baptism. Remember the words? We say, will you persevere in resisting evil? And whenever you fall into sin, repent and return to the Lord? And we respond, I will with God's help. We may need strategy of how to live in the position of resistance to the advances of evil, because evil can infiltrate itself in and around the world about us. So resist the darkness that infiltrated around us. God help us to discern it and guide us through the light. But darkness is not a good place to be. No wonder God revealed the light to us, Jesus Christ our Savior, so that whoever believes in Him may be called the child of God. So let us cling to Jesus, the true light, no matter what darkness you may face. Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, open our eyes so we can see your light. Deliver us from the way of sin and death. Open our hearts to your grace and truth. Fill us with your holy and life-giving Spirit. Keep us in the faith and teach us to love others in the power of the Spirit. And send us into the world in witness to your love, and bring us to the fullness of your peace and glory. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.